I'm pretty sure this... Oh, man. It's always something, right? It's... I'm pretty sure this thing supports CarPlay, but I don't know... how to turn that on? Yeah, I don't know. Vehicle customization. Convenience services. On. Okay, well, I don't know what that means. Alright, forget it. Does this thing have an auto brake? Yeah, okay. They're cutting the someone already almost ran into me, so this is going great. There's like a wireless charger for phones in this thing that you can like set your phone down and it'll charge, but like it, I'm kind of glancing at the phone and I'm just seeing it seeing the charging start and stop, like it's not properly centered on the thing. This is a big vehicle. It's simultaneously big and smaller than the, well, it's like lower to the ground than the other car we had. So weird perspective. Probably see how if the stereo is any good. It's supposed to have a subwoofer in there somewhere. Let that shit out.
shit no more. What the fuck is that? Give me the hot scoring. Play stop for the bitches. How the fuck is my fucking like this shit? You wanna be an MC with a fucking
I mean, this is not the album to fucking test an audio system with, I suppose. I don't like this car knowing what the speed limit is and trying to tell me. Oh wait, no, it doesn't. It's just got a sign. It's like it comes up and says speed limit 55. That's not the speed limit. It must just pop that up when I'm going 80. This thing will go 80 pretty easily. It's a hybrid. I've never driven a hybrid before. I don't think. Yeah, I don't know. Seems cool. Like, technology-wise or whatever, there's just a lot of shit in this car. So, like, looking around at it going, like, I don't know what the fuck any of this does. There's a switch down here that says drive mode, which I assume is like, well, okay, yeah, it's got like a sport mode. That's what it is. That's got to be. Well, that's the gear shift moves over for that, too, so I don't know. What is this? This opens the... Okay, so that'll open the hatch in the back. We don't want to hit that. We can open both side doors at a touch of a button. That's fancy. Dome light button. Okay. Then I guess this moonroof, sunroof, moonroof, what which is which. Moon roofs open all the way, right? And sun roofs just tip up. Yeah, I don't know, for, you know, it handles all right. It's a minivan, but, you know, it doesn't handle any worse than the fucking crossover SUV fucking thing that we've been driving. Seems peppier. Very hard on the brakes because I'm not used to it. I'm not used to driving anything. I just fucking barely drive at all anymore. So it's like, all right, go. Yeah, I don't know. It's not bad. But I got to figure out this CarPlay thing because I've never experienced the joys of CarPlay. I'm pretty sure it supports it. I guess I don't. Toyota Sienna CarPlay. Type that in. This says it has it. How do I... All these fucking videos. I don't want to sit here and watch a fucking video. Oh, does it have to be plugged in? It has to be plugged in, huh? Go to settings, click general, and click CarPlay. Menu. Let's. There is no general. Okay, that's clearly not for my car because that's. Like, You have to plug it into the USB-C or Apple connector that comes with the $59 connectivity kit that they beat you over the head with, but obviously anyone should work, into the port that sit midway under the dash closest to the driver. Okay, so that's that port right there. There's a USB port right there. I don't have a cable, so... There is a wireless CarPlay adapter that you can buy. Fuck me, man. It's always something. Okay. Trip summary. 19 minutes, 36.6 miles per gallon. That's a neat little thing. To have pop up. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, I'll have to get a cable. There's a billion ports in this car, so it was like, I'm glad that I read that, because it tells you which one is the one for CarPlay, so. It's a big car, I don't know, we put one of the car seats in it, we have to move the other one over, and then we'll have to obviously put a third one in. It's going to be a bummer for my son sitting all the fucking way back there in the third row. I mean, eventually my daughter will get tall enough that she can sit up front or something, and that'll be, you know, that'll be fine. But, and then I guess I'll have to sit back in the fucking third row when we all go somewhere. All right, let's go get this fucking mail. For those who don't know, mail means money. No, that's, I mean, in this case, I mean mail, but. Get my yapers. My fetty.
Thank you.
Thanks. Dude. Set that in the passenger seat and let's walk to the 7-Eleven. Yeah, the seat DVD player. So I guess the fully loaded version of this car comes with seats in the back and or screens in the back and all that shit. And originally my thought was to hold out for one of those, but like just the way cars are right now, no one ever gets anything in stock ever. So we, in some ways we were kind of lucky to be able to, we were lucky to be able to buy a car. Like it's just, availability is really fucked. So energy. They're just regular monsters with some kind of, it's like they're not even committing to what it is, just like get in-game rewards. I came very close to buying a shitty overpriced lightning cable in that 7-Eleven so I can try this CarPlay stuff out, but no, I could spend $15 and I've got like 20 of those things at home. And well, I got the new phone, so lightning cables. Got about four more days of lightning cables. Let's see. So, what can we listen to that hits fucking hard? So we can actually listen to some loud music in this thing and see how it sounds. I love the JPEG Mafia Danny Brown record, but it is mixed I think there's a video out there of Danny Brown talking about the mixing of the album. He just says, like, you know, it's alternative hip hop. It just doesn't sound good. I'm like, yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Okay. I don't know. And then where do I gotta set my phone for it to charge? Like, this is a... I push it far back, I guess. You know, something where I know exactly what it sounds like. Sounds like it's all coming from the front. Like, I feel like I'm not hearing any thump out of the back. Everything's flat. The EQ is flat. It's flat and centered. I don't know. That can only mean one thing. Turn the bass up. My wife is going to love getting back in this car. Sounds okay. Through the mids. And I don't know where the lows are supposed to be coming from. Like, I'm hearing lows coming from the front. Like, it's hard for me to hear what's going on in the back of the car, but I guess, I mean, it's a big fucking car, so I don't know what the fuck's going on back there. Like I said, the mids are maybe like a little muddy. Like, it's for something where they were like premium audio system with 19 speakers or what, you know, whatever the fuck it was. It's fine. Oh, that's funny. The tachometer, like, permanently has... Like, there's no numbers on this fucking tach at all. It's not a tach. It's a fucking... Which, I guess, you know, why would a fucking minivan have a tach? It's a... It just has a gauge that goes from eco to power. And when I put my foot on the gas, it goes into power. And then when I let off a little bit, it goes into eco. And I'm like, hey, are you driving? You know, because it's a hybrid or whatever, so... And if I let off the gas all the way, a little light appears that says EV, which I assume means it's like disengaging the engine completely. It's not a plug-in hybrid. I wanted, when we initially started this process, I thought it would be really cool to get a plug-in hybrid. Because most of the driving we're doing is, you know, short enough distances that it, you know, the electric part of it could handle it, but the only minivan that I could find that, like, fit the rest of our needs or whatever was whatever Chrysler's minivan is, and, that thing was, you know, even harder to find than this thing was, and, was not particularly well liked in a lot of other ways, so it did not seem like the best way to go. This is basically the vehicle that we got recommended over and over again, and yeah, I don't know, it's nice. The problem with buying Toyota, well, I don't know, not a problem, but, like, my problem, so, like, eventually I want to get a different car for me. This is the family vehicle, and then we've got the SUV thing that, you know, that I bought when we first started having kids, knowing that we would need it, and now we've outgrown that thing, so, so I'm going to go back to driving that. And I don't need that. I don't need, like, some, like, small SUV with no storage. Like, the storage situation, it sucks. It's not a great vehicle, top to bottom. I was never super happy with it. And so, you know, you spend enough time looking at a Toyota website, you eventually find yourself looking at Supras and going, yeah, fucking, what if I got a fucking Supra? And then you realize, like, I'm fucking 6'2", and, like, broad-shouldered and large, and I would probably never fucking fit in a Supra. I remember trying to get in a, you know, it's the Supra I don't think is quite as bad. I remember trying to get in a fucking 350Z once, years ago. And I just, you know, I was too tall, like, I had to fucking crane my neck over to the side to fit in the fucking thing. And sitting in it, even. Like, I couldn't sit straight up in it. Because I was just too tall for it. And I'm like, oh man, there go my drifting dreams. Japanese t-shirts and Japanese drifting vehicles. Two things I am too large for, apparently. Also, I have completely blown past my exit. I wasn't even thinking. I guess that's a good sign. This thing's, like, fun enough to drive. I don't think I've ever been out this end of town. I don't know what. Alright. Out here by the Domino's Pizza. I've decided to take surface streets back. Oh, that's a really divey looking bar. Oh, man. I guess I would say this thing seems pretty all right. You know, I was putting the car seat in it the other day, and I was kind of blown away by how much room there is inside it. I mean, it's a minivan, so, you know, it is, you know, of course, but it was just like, damn, man, you could fit a lot of shit in this thing. It's very handy. After years of having vehicles that are just, like, not equipped to fucking hold, you know, and not, I don't mean like a pickup truck, like, you know, hauling shit per se. But honestly, like, the, you know, one of the big problems I've had is, you know, getting rid of scrap and getting rid of junk is not having a vehicle big enough to hold, say, a disassembled bassinet that we no longer can use because it's been, you know, ridden into the ground. I'm like, oh, I could totally just fucking put this in here and drive it to the dump or something, you know, like a lot of other stuff. Like, it's it's nice. It'll be very handy. Wireless CarPlay is standard, but you have to use a cable once to create the link. All right, well, yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll mess with that. Not today, but. You can also, like, remote start the car from your phone, which is real silly. I guess, you know, those places, you know, you live somewhere where you want to get the heat on, or, but I don't think you can control the heat from the phone, though, so I guess maybe if you already had the heater on, that would work, but that always seemed like the thing of, like, well, if you live somewhere cold, you could, start the car before you go out, and then the engine will be warm or whatever, and it's just that never, I don't know. But you can lock the doors remotely, which is cool if you forget.
Okay.
Yeah, remote hacking into cars seems like that's the... That was all I could think as I was installing the app and realizing, like, man, this is a lot of information that I can get here remotely over the internet. But I guess it hasn't been a problem yet. I can't leave the car here. I gotta move it over. This is too far over into the bushes. Is the motor running? Oh, I guess it is. Fucking hybrids, man. Okay, yeah, sport mode, and it has sport mode and eco mode and all that shit. I see. Yeah, it's pretty normal. All right, whatever. Okay, now let's get all this shit out of here. This drink, put it here, grab these boxes. Grab this other drink, come on now. It's a neat car. Oh. Drop that drink. This didn't explode. I smelled something weird. So is that a gas leak? No. Yeah, I think there is some annual fee you have to pay for some connector services or whatever if you want the remote start. Cars are bad now. Like all that stuff, that aspect of this is really fucked. Okay, that sounds like drinks. This box, I need a blade. I don't keep knives nearly as handy as I used to now that there's kids running around the house. Is this what I think it is? Figure that out later. I'll have to get a real knife. Anyway, thanks everyone for coming along on the test drive. Podcast tomorrow. A lot more Mortal Kombat to talk about. I've been playing a lot more of that, and it's good. The people who got the early access version of it got a version of it where, like, the in-game, right, the thing that says, here's how to do this fatality, is straight up wrong. Like, there's just information in the game that is wrong. There's, like, moves that are bugged. There's like, it's fucked in a couple of ways that are, you know, it's not game-breaking, but you're like, man, that's not cool. But anyway, I've been playing a lot of that. And so we'll talk about that a little bit and some other stuff. And all this Unity business, right? Jesus. Anyway, I'm going to get going. Have a good one, everybody. I will see you tomorrow.